Welcome to Shomar Shoban Adaf. She responsible to Nishmas Arbiak Sholem Mileh Bas Yitzchok and Lerefuas, my uncle Levi Ben Nechamo, Shem Shesenem Refuah Shleimo. We're holding a Yuma Daf Yud Gimel, and the Gemara discusses the mitzvah of a Kohen Gadol to be married in Yom Kippur. As the Gemara says, V'chiper be'adoi uve'ad beisoi, and you learn from here that beisoi zu ishtoi, as the Mishnah says in that base, and the Gemara here adds, it needs to be a very unique and specific wife, not to have two wives. And the importance that in order for the kapara of Yom Kippur to happen, the Kohen Gadol must be married. And to understand this a little bit more, Chazal and Sefer HaZoya and Pasha's Nosoi learn from here that not only Kohen Gadol must be married, but even a Kohen Hedyot needs to be married. A regular Kohen also needs to be married. And Chazal say, and I'm quoting, Kol koyin she'ein lo bazug, a koyin does not marry, osur ba'avoyda, is not allowed to do an avoyda. Dichtiv, because we learn from this pasuk, ve'chiper be'adoi uve'ad be'isoi. He has to be married. Omar v'yitzchok, mishu deleis shchinto shayo, the shchino doesn't dwell, be'man deloim insif, for someone who's not married. Ve'cha'ani ba'in yosim mikol sh'ama, the koyin needs more than the rest of the nation, la'ashar b'shum u'an shchinto, to have shchino with them. And the Chazal continues on to say that when the Kohen has the Shechina with him, then he can infuse Am Yisrael with the Kedusha. So Chazal is telling us over here that the idea is that a Kohen who's married, he has the Shechina with him. And if he has the Shechina with him, he can give Kedusha on. And if he's not married, he's missing the Shechina. And to explain this even a little bit more, the Vilna Gaon on Shir HaShirim explains that there's two jobs of a wife, two Tafkidim, the wife has. One is a ishus, meaning a marriage, having together a companion to the husband. And the other one is the bais, is the house. The woman is the one who builds the house. She creates a place. She's the one in charge of making the place. He explains with this the Gemara that says, Mo'ilun lo karis ilishti ishti, ilishti beisi. The Tana said, I never called my wife, I called her house. So he said he wanted to speak on the more proper thing to speak in public. So he didn't speak about the marriage between the two, he spoke about the place that the woman creates. And that's the idea of the bais. As I heard from Rabbi Shlomo Septimus Shlita, when we're speaking about Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, the Torah was telling you he has to be married, the Torah is not calling him Ishtoi. V'chiper be'adoi ve'ad Ishtoi. He'll be mechaper on him and on his wife. It says, V'chiper be'adoi ve'ad beisoi. He needs to do a kapara on his house. Meaning, we're referring to the aspect that the woman has as a home. And therefore, Chazal tell us that if we're talking about the Hashras HaShechina, because we know the Shechina is Shoira. Where is the Shechina Shoira? In the Bais. We have the Bais HaMikdash, that's the main house. And every single home of every Jew is considered to be a small Mikdash where the Shechina is Shoira, where the Shechina comes to dwell into. So that's the unique requirement that a Kohen must have to be married, so we'll have Shechina with him. And this is a specific and special requirement by a Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, who is bringing the whole Kedusha and the holiest day to Am Yisrael, that the only way to work it out is only if he has a wife, if he has a Shechina in his house. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shortmachshava@gmail.com.